Hi friends, it's Jillian, and you're listening to In Case You Missed It on Teach Me How to Adult, a podcast on navigating the ups and downs of adulthood, from managing stress and finances to crushing your career and your love life. Tune in every Monday as I share game-changing tips from guests and past episodes that you might have missed. Adulting isn't easy, but we got you.
You know, a lot of people, there's sort of an aha moment for them when they think about clutter, and I like to sort of back it up and say, what is clutter, right? And I think clutter is anything that really hasn't earned the right to be in your house, or something that doesn't have a home yet. And often houses seem cluttered to people because all of the things that they use every day are out, because all of the things that they don't use are in the drawers and the cupboards and the shelves, taking up the space. So clutter is the most important thing to look at, because if we don't dive deep into the storage rooms and the garages and those cupboards that you think aren't important, then we haven't purged that stuff out yet. So of course there's no place for all the things on the countertop to go, because they really do belong in the cupboards and the drawers. And you know, an example of this that kind of makes sense is your fridge, right? You have food in the fridge, and if you have blueberries or yogurt or something, and something starts to go rotten, it's got like a horrific smell, you take it out. You're forced to take it out because it smells, right? So you clean out your fridge.
Yeah.
People usually did a good job of managing to clean, to declutter their fridge, maybe not to clean it, but to declutter it. They take out the rotten food. But in our cupboards, you know, your yearbooks from 1982 or your textbooks don't start smelling, and so you don't clear them out. But those are the things that need to come out to make room for the things that you are using currently, right? To kind of right size instead of downsize. You need to use the things that are important to you today. They're just things that haven't earned the right to be there, and you haven't looked at them lately. So how does clutter happen? Well, like you said, you've never really maybe been taught how to manage it. Maybe you had a parent who didn't care, or maybe you had a parent who didn't take the time to show you. Sometimes clutter happens out of a chaotic event, right? It happens to me when I'm filming content and I have to mess a room up, and then I don't get time to clean it up again, right? So it's it's a divorce, it's a child being born, it's, you know, an illness, it's COVID. Some people just move things from room to room to room, and they don't ask themselves the right questions on how to deal with it. So clutter just kind of moves sideways. And some people are sadly addicted to kind of their punishing thoughts, and they almost like to keep that pattern because it's easier to complain about themselves than to actually make the decisions and deal with the clutter, right? It's you only know what you know, right? So that's kind of what causes clutter. Well, intuitively, you can't organize yourself out of a mess, right? And if organizing were easy, let's put it this way, if decluttering was easy, you would have done it in the first place. There wouldn't be a need for me to come over or a friend to come over. So it's the decluttering that is the most important step. But people get excited about the word organizing, and they say, I need to get organized, right? Instead, you know, really, we should be calling ourselves declutterers, because most people, it's the necessary first step. And you don't really realize that, that until you get all of like things in the same place at the same time, you have no idea how many you have. So once you strip a room apart, which is emotionally and physically necessary, if you're doing a drawer or doing a room, everything has to come out. That's when the spouses come home, or the partners, and they're like, what the heck is happening here? Because it looks terrible before it looks better, but everything has to come out. You make piles of similar things. You decide how many you need based, again, on some of these questions I'm going to ask. And then you build it back up, and that's when the organizing comes. But, you know, it's funny, people get all jazzed up about organizing, and then they stop at IKEA on the way home and they buy all these organizing things, but they have no idea what they need to organize. And until you declutter, you don't really know what systems you need, right? So decluttering is the first step, because you can't organize, clean, or tidy until you've gotten rid and you're down to the minimum of what you need to live with.
So you've decluttered, then you've organized, and then is it just generally once you've done those things, that's when you're like cleaning and tidying? Or
well, yeah, because you have the ability to, right? You know, if a cleaner comes in to do a house, and we see this all the time, if stuff's all over the place, they can't do their job and they can't clean. So what they do is they put things yeah. into boxes and they hide things and they push them into the cupboards. And, you know, you're just pushing clutter around, really. So you need to deal with it first. It's not easy, but I think the why it's not easy is because we're asking ourselves the wrong questions.
Thanks for starting your week with us. If you enjoyed today's In Case You Missed It, check out the episode description or show notes to find the full episode. It would mean so much if you would subscribe and leave a comment or a rating. It really helps grow the show. And you can follow us on Instagram at teachmehowtoadultmedia or on TikTok at teachmehowtoadult for more hot tips. See you next time.